Hello?
Hi, is this John?
Speaking, who's calling?
Good morning, John. It's Paul from Local Splash. We spoke yesterday regarding branding your business on that first page of Google. You didn't have too much time. I did try to call you back later on in the day, but I left a message, wasn't able to reach you. Is this maybe a good time? Do you have a few minutes to see if we can get any questions you have answered regarding our service?
Yeah, I just want to know what are you going to do for me in terms of, you know, getting some calls coming in.
Right. So, you know, I know you've been doing this for a very long time. The businesses that appear on the first page of Google and Bing for the keywords related to their services, meaning businesses that are found when potential customers don't even know the name but are looking for someone who does what they do, those businesses are not on the first page because they've been doing it the longest. Otherwise, you'd be on that first page. They're not on there because they have the biggest company or do the best job in town, but they're on the first page because they have the right content, content that relates to that particular person's search. So we would create that content for you, everything that is important to Google. For example, you'd have a Yelp listing, you'd have a Facebook page, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. Like a website, that content talks about your company, your services, your service area. That way, someone really only needs to type in keywords related to lawn care, lawn maintenance, or landscape install and design. Any of the services you want to be found for will make sure your business pops up as one of those options. Now, again, it's not designed for struggling companies, but certainly a few extra phone calls and more opportunities to take on work, whether it's a recurring maintenance customer or a landscape installation, I mean, that's going to help your company, right? And it's month to month for a good reason. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. And again, because you are a well-established business, I reduce the rate.
I'll give it a shot for a month. You said $199.
It's $199 is an exact amount. It's the out-the-door cost. There's not even a setup fee.
Okay, that's fine.
And your phone number that you want your customers to call, it's the number we're speaking on, right? The 631-626.
That's correct.
But now, your business is service-based, meaning you go to the customer, right? There's not an existing showroom or physical location that customers go
correct.
To?
Correct, correct, okay. Yes.
And then I don't have an email address for you. This is really more for us to contact you regarding your account.
J as in John, B as in boy, R as in Robert, M-E-N, like my last name, Menona, M-E-N, at yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. So J-B-R-M-E-N at yahoo.com. Okay, perfect. So, you know, the next step, and if you've got the time today, would be to get you through to one of our technicians. We're going to want to talk to you about your service area, the services you want to be found for, anything like a mission statement, motto, or slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. We'll do that follow-up call, and then I will read a voice verification. It's required of us because we're Google partners. It outlines the service agreement, that it's month-to-month, that there is no contract, that we are reducing the cost of the service down to $199, waiving your setup fee, etc. And then, John, before I do schedule that follow-up call with your technician for that exact amount of $199, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best for you, sir?
I have a Visa card.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, first and last, any middle initial or the business name?
Let me see. I know I got a new card recently. I think this is the right one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my name. John J. Menona.
John J., okay. You said it was a Visa card, John. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Yeah, 426-2418-6225-1970.
1970. And then the
date is 230.
And then the last three digits.
On the back is 231.
Do you say 231?
Yes, sir.
So I've got 231, 231 on the back. Then I've got February or 02 of 2030 for the expiration date.
Correct.
And then was the card itself 4266, 2418,
8418.
That's what I wasn't sure about. There was just a little bit of a static at that point in time. That would be the one number I wasn't sure about. So I've got 4266-8418 6225-1970.
That's correct.
And then is the billing address of that card the 593 Hawkins Road?
Yes, sir.
And that's 11784, right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. So, John, I'll do the voice verification. It is recorded, but you can stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up.
Just before we go to that voice thing, so I'm taking care of for the month of April.
Correct.
If I'm not satisfied with any, I'm not getting any calls or any hits, I can cancel it at the end of April.
100% accurate, yes. I mean, I have to get through that pretty much verbatim in the voice verification, but just exactly correct. It's month to month. There is no contract. You can stop at any time.
Today is the 31st or the 1st of April?
Today is the 1st, yeah. So it would bill on the 1st of the month if you decide to keep the service. So that makes it pretty easy and convenient to remember. Like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but feel free to stop me if you have any additional questions. I think it, though, will answer any questions that you might still have. It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. John, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, John, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Yes, John Minona Landscaping and Lawn Care.
And that's exactly how I have that. And the and is spelled out, right? The word and, not the ampersand, not the symbol for the word and. Gotcha. Okay, that's how I do have that. And then, Mr. Minona, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is John J. Minona. I am the proprietor of John Minona Landscaping and Lawn Care Business.
Okay. And then, John, as the proprietor of John Minona Landscaping and Lawn Care, of course, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, the Visa card in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Correct.
Of course. Now, John, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Minona, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month-to-month, no contract. The reason we ask, well, there's a couple of reasons. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and equally or even more important, John, we'll always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. John, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Mr. Minona, we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including reducing the cost of the service itself and waiving your setup fee. With it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 1st of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. John, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees. There's no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. It is a month-to-month service with recurring billing on the first of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199. And again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is month-to-month. No contract and completely at will. Again, that means you can, in fact, stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can even pause the service seasonally. We don't charge you when it's paused or after the fact. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Minona, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. John, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and I just need the phone number to contact.
Absolutely. I was just about to give that to you. You will, in fact, receive an email in about a minute or so through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I do have a pen handy. Go ahead.
Perfect. The toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. It is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Mr. Minona, you can reach client support Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day unless they get that email either after hours or very late in the day, in which case they would contact you the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, looking at your client interview schedule, we can do as early as 11 o'clock. There's also 12 and 1. There's also spots available this afternoon. There's a 5 and a 6 o'clock. Would you want something as soon as possible, a little bit later, or maybe even towards the very end of the day?
12 o'clock is fine.
12 o'clock. So that's going to be scheduled from 12 o'clock until 1 o'clock. The call takes about a half an hour. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It should get to you right at or a couple of minutes after 12. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well just to say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any quick questions that you might have. Now, I'll try to keep my phone line open. I should be able to be on that conversation. I did, regardless of whether I'm on that call or not, want to add a little bit of extra protection here, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question, meaning if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with John Minona Landscaping and Lawn Care, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And Mr. Minona, especially important, if you get calls a week from now, a month from now, or any point down the line from someone who is not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash. They would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Even our client interview technician calling you at noon would know the answer and the question once I put it in our system. If they can't give you that information, it's not us, and don't talk to them. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, that wouldn't be us for sure. They wouldn't know that information, and you should not entertain that phone call. The voice verification was just recorded and attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states that it bills once a month on the first of the month for the exact amount of $199. It would never be even a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mr. Minona, which of those would you want for your security question?
What were the options?
The city you were born in or your first pet's name.
Ranger.
And that's your first pet, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to type it in twice, but you're all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now? It actually looks like you got all of the information. You got your welcome email, which is important. Your welcome email has our contact information. In fact, most emails do. The information that I already gave you, it also does have your login credentials for your tracking system. And your tracking system will be active maybe in a day or so. We have to do your client interview first, of course. You will, though, get by email and text confirmation when your tracking system is active. From that point on, you'll have 24/7 access to it. And again, the reports update throughout the day, so very near real-time reporting. You can try it at any time, of course. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. So the welcome email has your login credentials. You can't change your username. I'm opening it up now. Your username's the phone number we're speaking on. It's designed to be easy for you to remember, John, and easy for us to access and associate with your account. It is the area code included, but just the numbers. So there's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. That makes your username simply 631-626-1368. And you can't change that. But MAP Money is the default password. MAPMONEY, all lowercase, no space. You can change that.
Could you just hold on? Do I have to write this stuff down? Because I'm
no. No, that's just in the welcome email that our system was already sent out to you. The one email that I did want you to open up now, in fact, you have to get that set up for us to move forward here, is the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open that one up, it says, "Hello, John. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see that email and the two words, "click here"?
All right. Hold on. I'm going to have to pull over because I'm driving right now.
Okay, definitely. You definitely want to be safe with a load of mulch. Absolutely, and I appreciate you taking the time. Like I said, even for that follow-up call at noon, you can be working as long as you can carry on a conversation. You do not need to be in front of a computer. Just basic knowledge questions regarding your business.
Okay, just give me a second. I'm going to pull over someplace safely and open this up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And by 12 o'clock, I'll be available.
Oh, the one thing I did want to ask you is I saw for your website, there's a couple of them, but neither of them seems to be active. It looks like there's landscapeli.com, but that's not an active site. That seems to be on a lot of the content that's out there for your business. I already started that NAPW audit. And then John Minona Landscape LI is not an active site either. Now, we will build a website for you at no additional cost.
I have a website.
Okay.
I am just technically challenged.
That's okay.
I know I have a website that's active.
Okay.
Let me pull up. Hold on.
Not a problem. I'll just let our client interview technician know that you have a website. We just don't have the correct domain.
Yeah, I can get that. What do you want me to do here?
So if you open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Local Splash. Now, where would I find it? My email,
So an email and a text was sent out to you. You actually got three emails. But the okay. one that we need you to open up now is the one that says local splash initial invoice. It says, hello, John Jay. That's obviously your middle initial, not your first initial of your last name. Then it says, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below.
I think I got that. Okay. To accept the subscription, you may have to answer some questions and contact us.
So click here, the two words that say click here.
Yeah, I did.
And that opens up the local splash terms of experience. Now, I know you're busy. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but you can feel free to scroll through it. Google is going to be our main focus because it's pretty much everyone.
Just want to confirm signature, hit that button.
Yeah, after you click the three other boxes, type in John J. Monona, and then click the confirm signature box.
Where are the says some boxes I got to check, you said?
Yeah, below the phone number, it says I agree to receive SMS or text messages. I am an authorized holder and signer. I acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring. So click on those three boxes, and then the longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, you can copy and paste or type in your name. The J's, your first initial and middle initial, and the M are capitalized, but only those letters, and no period after the J. But once you've got an exact match of your name there, click the confirm signature box. You might need to turn your phone sideways in landscape mode for that box to pop up high enough, but it's the orangish-colored longer box.
Well, I checked the three boxes. Then it says signature.
Mm-hmm.
Confirm signature.
Yeah, just type in your first and last name with the middle initial of J.
John J. Okay, now what do I do? Hit the confirm signature?
Quickly confirm signature. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced the cost. It allows us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that there's any.
It says I'm hooked up.
Okay, so you should be fine. You don't have to worry about logging in right now. You'll get that information as well on your welcome email. You're going to get a reminder email at 11 o'clock, an hour prior to your scheduled call, and I'm sending you also a calendar invite, which is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it. It's just going to say local splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for client interview in English. You're all set and scheduled for the 12 o'clock follow-up call. I hope I'm in between phone calls to say a quick hello. Real pleasure speaking with you. I'm excited to work with you. I don't always get to speak with someone who's been in business as long as you have. I know you're going to do quite well with this service, and we will give you a call back right at or a minute or so after 12 o'clock, okay?
Very good. Thank you for your help, sir.
Thank you for your time. Yeah, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, John. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.